This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State lawmakers are pushing a bill to increase the penalties for manufacturing and distributing fentanyl in Colorado. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's rising death toll from fentanyl is among the highest in the country, behind only Alaska. The bill would increase penalties for those who deal the drug and for any distribution that results in death. Here's Governor Jared Polis.
I think it's really important that there's more tools for law enforcement and for prosecutors, as well as a better ability to detect early what's out there before it kills people.
It would also require people who possess small amounts of fentanyl to attend a drug treatment program. And it sets aside other funds for testing. Critics say it doesn't go far enough to increase penalties for low-level possession. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A bill tightening the state's regulation of funeral homes is now law. It lets the state inspectors check on mortuary businesses regardless of whether they've received formal complaints. The law comes in response to a series of criminal cases involving the mishandling of human remains. A convention billing itself as America's premier event for hunters and anglers started Thursday in Denver. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
The International Sportsmen's Expo has been around for decades, putting on annual conventions in Colorado, California, and Utah. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is one of the primary sponsors of this year's four-day event at the Denver Convention Center. Attendees can hear from a panel of experts on catching trophy walleye, shop for duck blinds, learn essential tips for training your hunting dog, and get an introduction to falconry, among other events. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Elitch Gardens in downtown Denver says it plans to hire about 1,500 people ahead of its opening for the season. Employees will get free admission to the amusement park on their off days, plus free tickets for friends and family. Positions are available for people 16 and older. Elitch Gardens opens this year on April 23rd. This is CPR News.